I think I'm a good person. Look, I'm Christian, evangelist, and I stand with Israel.
You're stupid.
There,
diagnosed.
Next!
Why? Let me see if I understand. It's because God chosen people, right?
Yes!
So, you're telling me that God is unfair and racist and agrees with ethnic cleansing, basically like a tribal God, a partial God that favors some people above others. Are you sure you're talking about God?
Oh, that's blasphemy!
Blasphemy? Are you sure? Because you're the one who's speaking about a God who discriminates. A God who allows those so-called chosen people to butcher, to create a genocide, and to steal land. Are you even sure you're a Christian? And you know the rules of Christianity. You know, don't steal, don't kill. There are 10 rules. Are you sure?
Yeah, but the Holocaust and 6 million people and the biggest tragedy.
Let me guess, the next phrase is gonna be you're anti-Semitic to Eastern Europeans who think they're from the land, isn't it? Actually, the Holocaust was a tragedy, but by far not the biggest. Dear Christian, do you know about the 20 million Christians, or more actually, that were butchered in concentration camps by the Bolsheviks? Why don't you speak about Armenia? It's the oldest Christian country in the world, and actually Israel is supplying weapons to kill Christians. So, what kind of Christian you are?
Oh, but Bolsheviks? Nothing to do with Israel.
Well, actually, the administration of the Bolsheviks, 427 out of 525, they were Jewish. You know, the ones in power, the elected ones from the Bolsheviks, they were Jewish. So, what shall we do, the Christians, after more than 20 million Christians butchered? Yeah, because they were Christians. Shall we do our own land, no, in the name of God? I'm asking you, Christian, this is what religion is about? That's why you support what you support? Or you're just simply, as I said from the beginning, stupid?
Yeah, but, you know, the Muslims and with us, with the Christians, like...
What? Tell me, Hollywood, what did you learn? Do you know that in Islam, Jesus Christ is respected? And is portrayed as a messenger of God. But guess where Jesus Christ is portrayed as he should boil in excrements and Virgin Mary is a prostitute?
Exactly, you guessed it. But I guess I should be anti-Semitic if I say it. So what you're cheering for, evangelist Christian? What you're cheering for? And I'm telling you this as a Christian. Because, you know, they love to brainwash you in thinking that you should hate Muslims, you know? What you're cheering for? What do you know about the history of your own religion? What do you know about anything? How can you put the word Christian in the same phrase as supporting mass murder and genocide? You should be ashamed of yourselves. But, you know, if you're a Christian, you should believe in the judgment day. And I really hope you all can burn.
You and your fucking Jesus could kiss my ass, okay?
Go away.
Philly Channel 13 reporter Yossi Eli went undercover as a priest for a day. Dressed in a robe, he walked through the old city with Franciscan Father Alberto. In the first 5 minutes, he was spat at five times by Orthodox Jewish Israelis.
Christian citizens feel attacked in their places of prayer, in their cemeteries, and on the streets.
Christians in Jerusalem's old city say they are often harassed, spit on, and even physically attacked by religious Jewish youth.
Wipe out from among all the descendants of Esav, descendants of Amalek, male and female, young and old. What is Amalek? Says Hasidus, Amalek represents the concept of doubt. They put a doubt into everything that you want to do. That is why they're so evil. That is Amalek. And that is why Amalek is so terrible and it has to be totally uprooted. Therefore, God tells us we should erase their memory and we should eradicate them from the face of the earth. So when a Jew enters into Eretz, into the land of Israel, what should he do? The first thing, appoint a king. Step two, destroy Amalek. Who is Amalek? Amalek comes from Esav. Esav was a brother to Jacob.
Esav, who in modern day terms is really basically, certainly one of them is America. Esav became Edom, which is a nation. Edom became Rome. Instead of it being Rome, it became Christianity. Christianity, of course, ultimately became Western civilization. So Esav today is really Western civilization.
But the new Rome, United States,
but the new Rome.